I'm Florence Schwein with today's Desert Diary. Everyone knows about the birds and the bees. Not the birds and bees talk we're supposed to give to our offspring. Rather, the fact that bees, along with other insects and birds, are two of the three living groups of animals that can fly. The third group, the bats, round out the roster of present-day flying creatures. However, there used to be a fourth set of flyers, the pterosaurs. These often are tossed in with the dinosaurs by the media and toy makers. In reality, though, they were a separate group of reptiles roaming the skies of the middle and late Mesozoic geologic era. Sizes were long thought to range from sparrow size to those of the largest birds, until our Chihuahuan desert gave up a specimen that rivals a small aircraft. Remains from Big Bend National Park have documented what is the largest known flying organism, with an estimated wingspan of around 36 to 39 feet. Burdened with the tongue-twisting name of Quetzalcoatlus northropi, this magnificent flying machine has forced us to rethink the limits of natural flight. I'm Florence Schwein.